Matthew Stuckey here, and I want to give you another soul winning tip, and I want to talk to you about the fact that we deserve hell in this video, and how exactly do we show that, and what should we say if there's any questions about hell. And so when it comes to preaching the gospel, obviously you get to introduce yourself at the beginning, you invite them to church, you ask if they're interested. As they let us speak to us, what you're going to find with all the soul winning conversations in the Bible is that really the first thing you're trying to do is show them that they are guilty. And so the reason why you need to show them that they're guilty is they need to understand that they need a Savior. They need to understand what Jesus Christ did for them. Now, what's pretty common is to start in the book of Romans with a couple verses and show them that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I also do that myself. And really the purpose of that, though, is to bring them to this point where they realize they deserve hell. So the gospel is actually the good news, but you start with the bad news so they can actually understand and comprehend the good news. And so as you go past Romans, what you're going to do is go to the book of Revelation, and there's a few verses in Revelation about hell that are really good to show them. Now, first off, point number one, why do we talk about hell? Well, quite simply, it makes them understand what Jesus did for them. If you do not talk about hell at all, they're going to have a lot of trouble understanding that they need a Savior. If all you do is talk to them about that God loves you and He's got a wonderful plan for your life, the problem is you're not telling them what salvation is. And what salvation is salvation from hell. So we have to actually show them that they deserve hell. The other thing is this. It's very helpful to get people saved because people are scared of going to hell. You know, people go about their lives and they try not to think about all these spiritual things because they're not sure what the answers are. But when you actually explain to them hell and how they deserve to go to hell, that actually scares people into reality. It actually scares people into wanting to get saved. I can say that I got saved because I was scared of going to hell. And I think anybody who's watching this video that is saved is going to say the same thing. Knowing the reality of hell was a very scary thing, and that motivates you to actually get saved, and it helps you understand what Jesus actually did for you. So, point number one, why do we talk about hell? Well, because of the fact it makes people understand what Jesus did for them, and it also scares them into actually getting saved. Now, I do want you to understand, our goal is not to scare them into saying a prayer. We have to make sure they believe and understand what Jesus did for them. But the reality of hell is something that really, you know, can scare people and make them really take it very seriously what we're actually explaining to them. So that's really the first step in the gospel. You want to show them that they're guilty and they deserve hell. You don't want to avoid talking about hell because you're worried about offending them. Point number two, how do you show hell? How do you show hell? Well, what I do is show them, you know, a couple of verses in Romans. I show them Romans 3:23 and 3:10. I don't personally show Romans 6:23. You know, after the verses in Romans 3, but a lot of people do, and there's nothing wrong with that. But after that, you know, I go to Revelation chapter 20 where people go, but I usually ask them this question, do you believe in hell? Now, when I ask that question, many people tell me that they do believe in hell. But I've seen an increasing number of people as the years go by that will tell me they do not believe in hell, or they're just like, well, you know, I'm not sure. Now, what I've noticed is that many people say they don't believe in hell, but when you actually show them a verse and quickly explain, it's like, boom, it snaps them back to reality. Maybe their favorite rapper or their favorite athlete, you know, said that everybody goes to heaven, but then in reality, in the back of their minds, they know that that doesn't actually make sense. And so when you actually show them a verse, it like snaps them back into reality. But I ask them, do you believe in hell? If they say they believe in hell, I go to Revelation chapter 20. If they say they do not believe in hell, well, then I might take a little bit of extra time. Now, if they say they do not believe in hell, what I personally do is I still go to Revelation chapter 20, but I'll ask them, you know, about the center of the earth and volcanoes and what's the temperature in the center of the earth. And they say, well, it's really hot. And I'll say, where do volcanoes come from? They say the center of the earth. Where does hell come from? The center of the earth. And then in Revelation 20, I show them Revelation 20 verse 14, where it says lake of fire or lawanang apoy in Tagalog. And I show them lake of fire, and the reason why I do this is because it just makes logical sense when I explain what does that sound like, and they'll say like it sounds like lava. And I'll say yes, hell is a real place. It's in the center of the earth where it's extremely hot in the center of the earth. here in the Philippines, especially here in Pampanga, Mount Pinatubo, which was the second biggest volcano of the 20th century, is relatively fresh in people's minds. My wife was a young child when that took place. You know, it was about 30 years ago at this point. But it's something that people can relate to. And you can mention other volcanoes and just say, well, that is where hell is located. It's not a joke. The Bible says, you know, lake of fire. It is a real place in the heart of the earth. And when someone dies, they're going to go there forever. Now, I would still show Revelation 20:14, even if they say they believe in hell, and just explain it's in the center of the earth. But I would just spend a little bit more time and then double check and ask them about it if they say they don't believe in hell. One thing that people sometimes get confused on is they get confused on the fact that your body would burn up if it got set on fire. But the thing is, you know, when a person dies, it's their soul that goes to heaven or hell. It's not their body. Now, one day, people will be reunited with their bodies, both those that go to heaven at the rapture, but also those that get cast into the lake of fire, which says where the worm dieth, not referring to their body. But, you know, when someone dies right now, it's their soul that goes to heaven or hell immediately. And then one day God will give people a body that could actually withstand the lake of fire. But what the Bible teaches is it's your soul that goes to heaven or hell when you die. And so I will show them Revelation 20:14 either way, but I'll spend a little bit more time if they say they do not believe in hell or they weren't sure about it. Then I'll also go to Revelation 21:8, where the Bible gives a list of various sins, and it mentions all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That is a great verse because it mentions all of these terrible sins. Then it says all liars, not some liars, not the really bad liars, but all liars. Now, I believe the reason why the Bible says all liars is because it helps us key in on the fact that even for one lie, we deserve hell. One murder makes you a murderer. One lie makes you a liar. Later on the chapter, it says, whosoever maketh a lie. So just one lie makes you a liar. The Bible says, let God be true, but every man a liar. So it shows that we deserve hell. Now, here's the thing. They need to understand and believe that they deserve hell. So you show them those verses, and you lump yourself in and say, I've lied, I'm guilty, I've sinned before, I deserve hell because I've lied, I've broken God's commandments, I've done worse than telling lies. And if they admit that they've told lies, explain to them, well, because of that, according to Revelation 21:8, you deserve hell. Now, if somebody does not believe in hell and they're still resistant, if you want to give them one more verse, because the Bible says a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition reject, but Luke 16, I think, is a very clear verse on hell being a real place. And if they're going to deny at that point, they've had plenty of chances. They just don't want to believe in hell, and they're not going to. Let me just give you a quick testimony of why explaining hell is so important. You know, when I got saved, a soul winner preached the gospel to me that I was friends with at college. And, you know, he explained how salvation was a free gift, and he did a great job explaining it. And this is someone who had gone soul winning with the Baptist church. But I don't think his technique was completely finished yet at the time. So he was giving me all these Bible verses and explaining, and it was making sense. But hell was not part of his normal presentation at that time. Now, hell is part of his presentation. But back then, you know, he was kind of worried he might offend me. And I'm sure a lot of people are out there like that. You're afraid that by talking about hell and telling them people that, it might offend them. But it's actually what they need to hear. And I remember asking him after he gave me the gospel, so you're telling me I'm going to hell? And he kind of tried to avoid answering that question because he didn't want to offend me. He was trying to be polite. And he's like, well, you know, I don't know what you believe. I'm just explaining how it's a gift. I said, no. I told you what I believe. So you're saying I'm going to hell. And then he said something like, well, if you believe these exact words and you don't believe this, then according to the Bible, you would not go to heaven, or you would go to hell. And I think he was worried I might be mad because on the outside, I was not acting humble. I was arguing with him. But on the inside, I was actually being humbled. And I realized, I'm guilty. I need a savior. But I just needed to hear that I was on my way to hell. And I just told him, okay. And, you know, he might have thought that I was mad at him, but I was not mad. I got saved that night. And I just needed to have the reality check. And it just kind of confronted me with reality. And you know what? It scared me into reality. Because I don't like losing discussions or debates or arguments. But you know what? The fact is that if I lost that argument, which I did lose it, you know, he was able to show all these verses. The reality was, if I'm wrong about this, I'm going to go to hell for forever. And it was a very scary thing. And hearing him say that, it forced me to really think about what he said and decide, hey, is this true? Because I cannot be wrong about this question. And he told me that. And then a couple hours later, after we were done studying for our chemistry exam, I thought about it. And you know what? I was just like, man, I, you know, he's right. It is a free gift. And man, I don't want to go to hell. And I asked Jesus Christ to save me. So I just want to encourage you that are out there that are soul winners that, you know what? Don't be afraid to speak about hell. It's actually a good thing for people to hear. People need to know about hell, because if they do not know about hell and they don't believe that they need to be saved from hell, then they're not going to get saved. To get saved, they need to understand that they need to be saved. Anyways, thank you and God bless.